What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I want to tie in two things here. Take Valentine's Day and tie it into a topic about the Steelers, because I want to see if people actually feel this strongly about something I'm hearing a lot. And that is, more and more people either resign to or in favor of Justin Fields being the Steelers' starting quarterback in 2025. So I want to know if any Steelers fans out there at 412-928-9370 are in love with the idea of Justin Fields coming back, that are very strongly in favor of it, and are wishing for it to happen, are hoping for it to happen, and really want it to happen at 412-928-9370. Because I heard some of Doran with Bostic and Whaley today talking about this. And here's one thing I just cannot accept and I can't wrap my head around, and that's why I am strongly against the idea of Fields being their quarterback this upcoming season. I completely reject the idea that they are going to take the restrictor plate off. There's a Daytona 500 reference with that on Sunday. And they're just going to let him play. And I keep hearing people say that, and I have no effing clue why anyone that's watched Mike Tomlin coach since Ben Roethlisberger left, or even at the end of Ben, would think that Mike's going to have an epiphany this offseason, and he's going to bring back a guy that he benched for Russell Wilson, and he's going to say, all right, Justin, now go play it your way. Let's have you play Justin Fields football and run around a bunch and chuck it downfield, and let's take some chances and let's roll the dice and let's gamble a little bit. I have no idea why people actually think that way. And it gets said by, like, seemingly intelligent football people.
Such as?
Like, those guys, I think, were kind of alluding to it this morning. And I'm like, how do any of you guys who've watched this team actually think that Mike is going to have a light bulb go on? And he's like, you know what? We're bringing back Fields, and we're going to let Fields do his thing. I'm just stunned that anybody that's watched Mike coach Trubisky, coach Pickett, coach Fields last year would think that. Or would think that the owner would butt in and say, hey, Mike, you have to do it this way. That ain't happening either. Or that Arthur Smith's going to play some kind of trump card on Mike and he's going to talk him into it? It just seems incredibly far-fetched to me. So that's why I want somebody different. I just want somebody different.
And why doesn't the same thing apply to somebody different?
It probably does.
I think Mike just likes restrictor plate racing here.
It probably does, Chris.
So really, you just want the chance that you think would exist with somebody different, that
that's why I keep throwing Stafford out there, because maybe for a guy like that it would be different. Maybe he would get the Ben privileges.
How much different would it be than Wilson, though?
He's a lot better than Wilson. That's the difference there.
Mike would still see, you still say he would see 37? Ultimately, he won one playoff game.
Chris, I see no reason why he would bring back Fields and think any differently of him as a player after benching him last year, and think the way for him to win is to actually free him up and not just play the game of let's hope he doesn't
turn the
ball over.
Sounds like you're stuck in a bad relationship then, covering and rooting for a football team who won't change their stripes.
I mean, are you going to tell me I'm wrong about this?
No, we're like Lady Gaga stuck in a bad romance with the Steelers right now. No, it's, I mean, I just, but I've extended it beyond what you just said about Fields coming back. It's the overarching sentiment and theme of why I'm just so down on them.
Why is anybody in favor of watching Justin Fields play in a straitjacket again?
Well, I do think when you...
What's the appeal of that?
I mean, he would, just by his very nature, though, if a play broke down, more exciting stuff can happen when he's running around than when other guys are. Like, there's an inherent excitement quotient with him because occasionally a pass rush is going to get to him and he's just going to take off running, and that's when you have no idea what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Good or bad. I mean, he offers you that. Stafford, if the play breaks down, he's throwing the ball away or he's taking the sack. He's not going to make something extremely cool happen 5 seconds after the ball was snapped and he's sprinting as hard as he can one way and then throwing a ball. Like, you have no chance of it was called back by a penalty. But maybe the best throw a Steelers quarterback made all year this year was against Denver. On the run to his right, throws basically a frozen rope to George Pickens right in the pocket.
Tomlin saw that, and he still couldn't wait to bench the guy for Russ.
And then Russ threw moon balls and sort of validated it until Mike put the restrictor plate back on him. Or Russ just started to suck and water found its level with him.
I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm waiting for somebody to either in this studio in the studio that's separated by glass where Donnie is after he expelled. I was going to say, like, made it sound like words were coming
expounded
out of his mouth like gas. I mean,
expounded? What are you trying to get
yes,
to?
Yes, I guess he expounded for 4 hours.
Held forth.
I'm waiting for somebody to either in this room or call in and say, here's why I'm strongly in favor of Justin Fields coming back. Here's why I love the idea of him doing it. Of them doing it. 412-928-9370. I'm clearly not going to get that from you and your very nice orange hoodie. And
why you weren't expecting to get it.
And I don't think I'm going to get it from Donnie, but I know that Donnie likes the idea of Fields coming back. Or looks at Fields coming back as the better of the two options with Russell Wilson, but I mean, that's like a lesser of two evils situation.
So you're just completely unenthused, generally. That's how you feel.
I feel...
You think that he's the most likely guy to come back, and you just think it's going to be the same old, same old.
I'm more than happy to sit here and have somebody try to convince me otherwise and hear them out.
The great irony is, actually, that you, much more so than Donnie, but you profess to love old football games. You watch tons of them.
Yeah.
And you watch games from an era that you claim to miss where quarterbacks were much more often put in straitjackets like this and were asked to play very conservative styles of ball.
Yes and no. I mean, I just watched Super Bowl 14, and all Bradshaw's doing is taking shots downfield.
Well, that's different.
He's
different in those games, and I was really just trying
to
troll you.
I mean, those seasons, he's throwing 30 touchdown passes.
The two late seasons in that run, he was crazy.
Right, that's still 45 years ago now.
I was getting you with a half gotcha, but it's not a serious one, because the problem is when you're watching those games waxing poetic about, like, teams running 44 crossbuck or whatever, or running the fullback 18 times a game. The difference was everybody did that because nobody really knew any better. Now you're talking about a team that's seemingly planning on doing that when everybody does
Donnie?
Know better.
I mean, hold on, I guess he can't talk.
No,
right
there's
now.
Some, yeah, there's some technical wizardry going on in there right now. You just seem, for a guy on Valentine's Day, you just seem depressed. Like, much like the Steelers' offense,
no, not,
maybe mirrors
no,
what you're
no,
feeling.
No, no,
no
that,
action.
I'm not depressed. I'm curious as to why there are so many Steelers fans who say, yes, absolutely bring back Justin Fields, as if you criticize the team for doing the same thing and accepting different results. That's what I do. And yet the next thing you say is bring back Justin Fields. That's doing exactly that.
What about people who say bring him back because it's the best option, and then you just are planning for 2026 to be when you draft your next quarterback, your true starter?
So then the people that,
the acknowledgement that it really is a bridge.
So then here would be my rebuttal to that. If you're bringing back Justin Fields because you don't want to win, why not dump him and sign somebody worse? If you're saying you want Justin Fields because the idea is to get somebody in 2026, then why not just go the full Monty and say go with Kyle Allen?
I mean, he's had some seasons in Chicago that suggest he can be pretty bad when he wants to.
Well, I could find other guys that are out there that are even worse. Let's bring Will Levis in then.
Why don't we just hand the reins to Skylar Thompson and get this over
with? There you go. I mean, exactly.
Because you've got to sell tickets. Because on some practical matter.
No, you don't.
On some
Justin Fields doesn't sell tickets.
On some practical matter, you have to, I think, pretend to your fans.
No, you do not. Your fans are sick of you pretending. Your fans are livid about pretending.
Are they?
You don't think so?
I think there are people who disagree with you the idea that Fields coming back would be pretending. I think there are people who do believe. So this is what you're looking for, these people who are out there who really
think
are excited.
Bring back Justin Fields.
They do exist.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.